South Florida, celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Those who don't know their history are bound and destined to repeat it. Good evening and welcome to Hot Talk. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you so much for joining us each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of our community and the world with you and an engaging panel of guests. And we invite you to join the conversation at 888-550-9105, like Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn and Broadway are right this minute via my cell phone. Thank you so much for joining us. Tonight, wow, you know, the sirens are appropriate because there are just so many things going on in the world right now. As Marvin said, it makes you want to holler. I don't even know where to start. With the exception to say, tomorrow is bigger than the Super Bowl, people. It is the first presidential debate and the first time that we will actually get to see Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, head-to-head discuss issues that concern us and decide which one we want to lead us into the next 4 years. Now, I know a lot of people are talking to, or, you know, listening to Puffy and God love him, David Banner. But, you know, 45 days out is not a time to be playing with your vote. Not in this election. the idea of, you know, throwing your vote to the Green Party or to, yeah, it's not going to work right now. And we have to make some hard decisions, and you do too. And I hope that you will be enlightened and informed. We're going to do our best to make that happen from now until the election day. And we hope that you will be engaged in the conversation, and let's get this done. So all over the country, again, yet again, many, many nights, Sheriff Scott Israel and I have sat here and discussed the hows and the whys and the when will it end of violence in the streets, particularly in our communities. From Tulsa to Charlotte to our own backyard. Again, we are discussing African American, black and brown people being killed in the street for what? Question mark. So again, my friend Sheriff Scott Israel is here. Thank you so much, sir, for being here.
I love being on the show. Thanks for having me, Jill.
I so appreciate you. Barbara Sharif sends her best.
She is an amazing woman.
I was on a panel. I moderated a panel on Saturday on the economics of politics and advocacy. Amazing panel. Really, really good panel. And one of the first times, you know, a lot of time, well, we did that panel, and it was just too, I mean, you know, let's keep it real, it was too many people on that panel. So everybody didn't get a chance to speak. It was like maybe 25 people. It
looked like the section of a stadium.
Exactly. Huh. People didn't really get a chance to speak. But this one was, you know, really good. It was smaller, it was like 6 or 7 people. We discussed a lot of issues that, you know, concern advocacy and, you know, and politics and where they intersect and, you know, how they will make a change. Moving forward. So now we have done in all this time, though, we have, you know, we have been blessed not to be reporting on our hometown and things that were happening. And I woke up, what was it, Friday morning to see you on the news discussing what has happened in Broward County. So if you can recap for us where we are with the shootings. We've had 3 in Broward County.
We have, tragically, in the first one, a man lost his life. Would you like me to go one by one?
Well, this is the one. That's the gentleman that was in his backyard, and his sister called.
He was. His sister called, and Jill, let me go in a different direction first. Mm-hmm. I made the decision, and I'll never look back, and I know it was the appropriate decision. I've turned all deputy-involved shootings, as long as I'm the sheriff of Broward County, over to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. I once said that the power of the people is greater than the people in power. And the people of this county elected me not to get reelected, although I pray to God I do, but they elected me to make decisions in their best interest because they elected me in the first place. Mm-hmm. And everywhere I've gone, whether it's the black community, the Caribbean community, white communities, the GLBT community, mm-hmm. people are saying to me, we want to see another investigative body, not only in Broward County, all over the country.
Right.
People are not comfortable with agencies investigating themselves. It makes sense. Yeah. There's no upside to it.
Yeah.
So the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will be doing all our investigations.
I think that's one of those moments that, you know, we really have to pay attention because the major problem in Charlotte is that the police are trying to police themselves.
Yeah.
No, exactly what you're saying.
I completely agree. And, you know, in government, especially in police work, not only does it have to be right, but it has to pass the smell test, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this is the way it's going to do. But what happened in that shooting is the family, and I can't, as I said, FDLE is doing the investigation,
right.
And there are some things we're not at liberty to discuss. But here are some things I certainly will share with the community. I heard the 911 calls. The calls were frantic. I mean, this was a family that was frantic. He has a knife. Please come. I mean, you could hear the fear in their voice. So the two deputies that responded, one was African-American, one was white. They were told by someone inside the house, he's in the backyard. They went into the backyard. They spoke to him. They saw he was armed with a knife. the very first thing one of the deputies did is he called for a less lethal team, which means a deputy with either a beanbags or a taser or some way to use less lethal force. At some particular time, something happened in the backyard. I don't know what at this particular time, but the distance between Mr. Frazier and the deputies became shorter and shorter and shorter, and eventually each deputy discharged his firearm, and tragically, Mr. Frazier lost his life. Whether the shooting turns out to be justifiable or whether the deputies are indicted remains to be seen. Then we had a shooting a day or two later where a young man, 17 years old, backed his car over, actually slammed into the car. Our deputy dove into his vehicle for protection. He did go to the hospital from a leg injury as a result of the car hitting his car. And one of our other deputies, African-American deputy, fired at the young man who was African-American. He drove away. There was a chase. The suspect got out of the car. He ran, and then he surrendered without incident. But he had a gunshot wound to the shoulder. Yeah. He was treated and released. So, although he's in custody and he's facing a plethora of charges, thank God he lived.
Yeah, he made it out alive. And then the third one, he made it out alive. That was
similar to the second one. He backed up the car. The deputy fired a shot. He was struck in the shoulder as well. Another chase ensued and ended in Fort Lauderdale, and that too that suspect was white. The deputy who fired was white, and that suspect was brought into custody. He's facing a plethora of charges, and thankfully he had non-life threatening injuries.
Yeah, behind Charlotte, there have been a lot of theories of. You know, but why? I mean, I do want to ask you though before I get into that. Now, Charlotte is the exact opposite of what you've done.
Yeah,
and we've talked about that a lot on this show. That you know, every jurisdiction has that. There's no protocol across the board on how you handle these things.
There's not. You know, Jill. There's an issue we all use. Many agencies use in police work. You've seen them probably in your neighborhoods, and as you've driven the county, you've seen them. Police cars parked in people's driveways,
right.
Their own driveways. They're called take-home police cars.
Right.
And the theory behind the take-home police car is if a criminal were to enter into that neighborhood and would see that a police car lives there, a police car, he or she would go someplace else and would not commit a crime. We'll never know how effective it is because there's no survey where a criminal writes down, I didn't do that crime, I didn't do that burglary
because
I saw a cop car.
Right.
So you just don't know, you know, the effectiveness of that program. But I got to tell you, Jill, with all that's going on in America, and it seems like America's gone bonkers from both sides, the one thing I feel good about is I just know in my heart that my visibility and our community policing initiatives and our interaction with the community, we're not perfect, that we make mistakes, the community makes mistakes, but it's had a positive impact.
Mm. And I would say so because there's a lot in my... it's kind of nice to have this many police living in the neighborhood. But then again, you know, they live where they work. You know, a lot, you and I have talked about it, and that's the common problem in the shootings that we've had, the killings of black men in particularly, is that you have officers patrolling areas where they don't live, they're not familiar, and it would appear just afraid at the sight of a black person in some kind of distress.
I agree with you. I mean, I really wish I could take an opposing side on this. I can't.
There you can't. Right.
I just can't. You would see through that. You know, you remember months back when the gentleman was killed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah.
He had a red shirt on and he was selling CDs out of his car.
Yeah.
And the officers came up, or the first officer came up, and what are you doing here and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The most bothersome part, other than lives being lost, yeah. But the most bothersome part is, I would like to think if myself or Colonel Pollock or Deputy Conroy, who I'm with here today, if we patrolled that area, it would have been like, hi,
hey,
man.
Tom.
Hi, Bob. Hi,
yeah.
Tom. How you doing?
Yeah.
We would have known him.
Yeah.
That's community policing. Get out of your car. Park it. Go where, you know. And that's why we're trying so hard. I'm trying so hard to take young men and women who are graduating high schools in Broward County, going away to college, coming back, and making them the next generation of police officers. But we're hurting all over this country. It's not a Broward County problem.
Oh, yeah, no, you it know, is.
I mean,
it is
people
all
watch
over
the news, and they don't want to be cops.
Well, you know, one of the big problems that we are having, unfortunately, is that the divide in the country is making media outlets ridiculously wealthy. There's commerce in conflict. And right now, you know, with people spending just 24 hours just on a loop on Fox and MSNBC and CNN, they got to feed the beast. And so if you, you know, and I watch voraciously like that, and I've noticed just a ratcheting up of the dialogue. And it doesn't, you know, it's like people who watch a car wreck. You know, when you're driving and everybody has to, you know, look and see the wreck. I don't know what you call that, but now we're dealing with it in the entire country.
Yeah. I mean, who goes to a boxing match to see a 12-round decision? Everybody wants to see a knockout.
Right.
And they want to see, you know, one of those haymakers.
A bloody just knockdown, yeah. And unfortunately, I mean, I can't remember a time where I felt like really everywhere I go this divide, and I don't really know how we're coming back to that in terms of the police, because I know in the community, you know, but all most black and brown people, the conversation is definitely, you know, there is a bias against us by the police, but then, you know, I know police like you. Right. And I know that you have good ideas and good policies to work with, just like it didn't take somebody to tell you that you had to turn your cases over. Do you know what I'm saying? And there are cops like that all over. But at the same time, there are cops like Charlotte who it's indefensible. So don't you have like a union, like a whole union? Are there policies that govern all, or is it just by department?
No, our policies govern only the Broward Sheriff's Office policies, and those policies aren't instituted by the union. They're instituted by me.
You.
But sheriffs before me have entered into binding contracts with the union, so there are, you know, there are contracts you can't get around, legal contracts that are in place. You know, terminating a police officer.
Right.
You know, we've had this discussion with Tracy Martin about a month or two back. You know, sometimes it's incredible. But, you know, Jill, I'll say this. Colonel Pollock and I have command staff meetings each week, and not a week goes by where something doesn't get brought up, and we scratch our head and go, how did he or she, that deputy, get to be here? Well, how did they get the beer? But, Jill, you can't tell me, sitting behind that mic, that you haven't come across a man or a woman in you know, during your work weeks,
right,
where you scratch your head and go,
how
did they get
in
here? And, Jill, I submit to you, as I'm a member of law enforcement, but I'm also a member of the community. And I could tell you this, the percentage of bad apples in police is no higher or no lower than the community, and we're part of the human race, and we get through this. You know, a lot of our deputies and police officers around the nation, you know, they sift through the cracks. But I would tell you this: I know that 90 some odd percent of all the people I deal with that chose to go in this industry are good people. We go to temple and church with them. We shop in Publix with them. We watch football games with them.
Yeah.
They're just amazing people. But every time you take three steps forward, you have a police officer now arrested for manslaughter in Tulsa. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what was she doing?
Right. Right. There's no, I mean, there's just no justification for that. The man is broke down in the middle of the street. First of all, and see, this is the thing that just bothers everybody. His car is broken down in the middle of the street. Why would he be going to get a gun? I mean, just if you would just give the same, you know, common sense, the idea of common sense to the person that's broke down in the road that you would to anybody else. It just is not logical. So why did she go from he's broken down in the street to he's about to kill me? How does that happen?
And didn't we 2 or 3 months ago, Corey Jones up in Palm Beach County?
Right.
Same
why
thing.
Why did he come back?
Same thing.
Yeah.
How did that information get processed? How did we go from A and come to Z?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what to say, but
right. But and because of those lapses in judgment, that those bad decisions, all of us are now in the middle.
Yeah.
And but there are some good things happening.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss those coming up on the other side of this break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise.
And I want to say thank you for making the TJMS the number one morning show in South Florida. And as a gesture of thanks, I want to give you $500 every weekday morning at 9 a.m. That's right, $500 just for listening. All you have to do is log on to hot105fm.com and register to win by entering your name and phone number. And then listen every weekday morning at 9 a.m. during the Tom Joyner Morning Show for your name to be called out. It's so simple, you should tell all of your family and friends about it because we have lots and lots of cash. And as a bonus, all winners qualify to win the Hot 105 R&B Groove Grand Prize Package with 4 front row seats, backstage passes, and an additional $500 and a chance to be serenaded by one of the artists on stage. Thank you, South Florida, for 22 years of the TJMS on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse the second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. Again, 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
A dead carnival has now risen from its grave. House of Horror Haunted Carnival.
The horror has expanded.
Crazies ready to torment you at 1455 Asylum. Cross the gates of phobia for a 3D anxiety experience.
House of Horror Haunted Carnival.
With Hell's a Poppin'. An absolute freak show you can't erase from your mind. Plus rides, food, and games.
House of Horror Haunted Carnival.
Opens this Thursday, September 29th at Miami International Mall. Get your tickets at houseofhorrorpark.com.
Been in an accident? Call Julio.
No, call John.
No, call Julio.
Are you kidding me? Who are these guys? You might as well call Fulano. They're not lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
I
Ali Sadiq. What up, Ali?
Did they call Lou Gossett Jr. before they called Don King to help out with Trump? The man had to describe who Don King was. He said, if you don't know who Don King is, he's an African-American man in the back waving a flag. And he said, oh, he's wearing the flag as well. I said, you can't trust no black man to wear an American flag just on a Tuesday.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Would you like to go with me down my dead end street? Would you like to come with me to village ghetto life? See the people lock their doors while robbers laugh and steal. Beggars watch and eat their meals from garbage cans. Broken glass is everywhere. It's a bloody scene. Killing takes the citizens as they own police. Children play with rusted cars, swords cover their hands. Politicians laugh and drink Trump to all demand.
And welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. You can join the conversation. Tonight, the theme of tonight's show is Until It Happens to You. We've talked about just so many issues that involve our community. And from no snitching to I have no idea what happened. Until it comes close to home, we don't see or feel the gravity of the situation. And I offer you now, ladies and gentlemen, the times that we are in, it is time for a change. We, on both sides, there's a lot of work, a lot of in-house work that communities need to do, as well as the work that needs to be done by police. Because we got to get somewhere farther away from where we are right now. And my next guest joining, Sheriff Israel and I, are working very hard in the city of Hollywood to make that happen. Assistant Chief Tom Demery has been a law enforcement officer with the Hollywood Police Department for over 28 years. He is currently in charge of investigations and support services, the Bureau of Support Services. In 2014, he was named the Police Department's Supervisor of the Year. He also serves as the Executive Director of the City of Hollywood's Police Athletic League. Please welcome Chief Tom Demery. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for being here. And the president of the Hollywood PAL Association, Ms. Pat Stevens, is in the building. How are you? Oh, there's your mic, babe. Let's take a selfie.
Hi, Jill. I'm fine. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you for being here. So we're segueing quickly. We were talking about, you know, the challenges, and I also want to talk about the highlights of what we're doing and what our communities are doing together. And so during the break, Sheriff Israel and I were talking about some of the great work that you all have done this week as you were working. So share with me, you were at which, you're doing your food drive still.
Yeah, you know, this week, shortly after the deputy-involved shooting in Pompano, a few days later, I held a community seminar up at one of the churches. And after it was over, a woman came up to me who listened in, and she just grabbed my hand, and she was praying, and she said, "Sheriff, I'm just looking for you to say that police-involved shootings are going to be over in Pompano." Mm. She goes, "White on white, white on black, black on black." She goes, "We just don't want any shootings." I said, "Ma'am, if I was able to promise you that, I might as well, you know, cure cancer
give
at the
you the
same,
lottery
at the
number
same
two.
Time and give you the yeah. lottery number two. You know, as long as cops make mistakes and as long as people commit crimes, there are going to be these tragedies. But you know, and I was telling you at the break, quarterback throws three touchdown passes during the day, but he throws an interception in overtime that loses the game for the team. That's all they write about. That's all they televise. But there are so many good things. We've kept kids out of jail and continue to keep kids out of jail for misdemeanor offenses like never before. Thousands of kids. We do our turkey giveaways where we and our grocery giveaways where I partner with Wayne Barton of Wayne Barton Christian Ministries, mm-hmm. and at least once a month, sometimes more, we go to churches. This past Saturday, went to right maybe a mile from where the shooting happened.
Wow.
And people came, and we had 100,000 pounds of food, and people came, and it was for free. And the, you know, the reception that these people gave myself and the Broward Sheriff's Office was just amazing. You know, the people that came out there, and the people looked differently from each other. There were, you know, African-American people, Hispanic people, white people. People were just coming up and going, "Thank you for what you do." So there's so many Americans that recognize what police do, you know, police do. But like I said, every time, you know, our agencies in Broward County take three steps forward, something happens somewhere in America to take five steps back. And the thing that, you know, that I wish we could control is every deputy or police officer involved shooting needs to be looked at as its own separate entity.
Yeah.
Because they're not, you know, some of them, they make the same mistakes, but some of them, you know, are really, we acted properly, so.
And Chief Dimmer, I want to ask you, I noticed in your bio, it says you have over 2,000 hours of training.
That's correct.
And so within that train, and you know, and you too, Sheriff, within that training, is it do you develop that level of training just for being in the game long enough, or is it part of your ongoing process? I ask that question because so many of these police-involved shootings seem to involve police who claim that they have not been trained. They didn't, you know, they don't have that level of training to know how to nullify a situation before it turns into murder. So why is it that, and I asked Sheriff Israel, the rules in your department are different from his municipalities. Why is there not an overall kind of code of conduct when it comes to police work?
I think we all have a code of conduct that's very similar. A lot of us try to follow the International Association Chief of Police Code of Conduct, which they lay out their foundation. But all of us have training. All of us have training units. Some agencies have fewer officers and are able to allow more time for their officers to train. Mm. We train four times a year. Would we like to train more? Sure. If we had the people and we had the manpower, we had the money, we would. We try to send our officers, every officer that works the road, to what we call crisis intervention training.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the most important courses that you can send police to now. It's not something that I went to or that Sheriff Israel probably went to back when he was a road patrol officer in Fort Lauderdale. But this type of training allows us to see and recognize somebody who's going through a crisis, a mental crisis, somebody who may be going through some psychosis from drug withdrawal. So we send our officers through this 40-hour training to learn to de-escalate, because de-escalation is the key, recognizing the problem and de-escalating it instead of using force as your first option.
Yeah, because we've had almost three, where the person that is deceased had some sort of mental illness, and, you know, the response was still to shoot. We'll take a call. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Who's this?
I'm fine. I'm representing Fast Studies Paint and Body Shop. I want to take you off the topic a little bit. Gia, you know me from being DJ Easy from my Strawberries days.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to ask Chef Israel a question about business right quick. And it's by me having my paint and body shops, I would like to know, do we have a fund for the minority business, and how do I go about getting embedded on the cards from the chef department?
That's a great question. Mm. Minority-owned business contracts have risen up, I think, by over 200% since I've been the sheriff, and we certainly want to work with minority-owned business, women-owned business. So call up tomorrow and ask for our lieutenant colonel in charge of administration. Is Lieutenant Colonel Tom Harrington. Tell him you were on the radio with me on Hot 105, and you want to get registered as a vendor so you could compete for contracts that come within your area of expertise. That's Lieutenant Colonel Tom Harrington.
Tom Harrington. Okay, yes, because I used to do it when Ken Jennings was the sheriff. I used to be the head guy over at ADL College Chrysler, where you guys used to be at so far.
Yeah, that's true.
And now I just opened up my own shop, so I just like to get on, you know, the Rolodex to be one of the preferred shops.
I know, that's right.
I deal with.
if you don't mind me asking, sir, what's your name?
Eddie Arnold, Fast Eddie's Paint and Body Shop.
Okay, good luck to you. Make that call.
Fast Eddie, I have a car that needs painting, so could you leave your number?
Yeah, I got you. Me and you used to DJ together over at Strawberry.
At Strawberry, I know. I had no idea. Well, yeah, please leave your number with Mark, because I need it fast.
Sure will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Okay. Boom. Always right here on Hot Talk. So now, while there are challenges, you both work very hard to highlight the achievements of working in your community. And you have an open house coming up, Chief Demery, in Hollywood. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're going to be having an open house down the street at 23rd Avenue and Sheridan Street at the Hollywood Police Athletic League facility. This was a facility that we built in 2001 with drug forfeiture funds.
Hmm.
And it's a facility that's open every day, Monday through Friday, after school, from 2:30 to 8:30. It's staffed by a full-time Hollywood police officer. We offer boxing, girls basketball, football, weight training. It's a place where kids can go. It's
open
where they're
to.
Safe. It's open to the public, to kids from age 8 to 20.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did a lot of work with the Miami Beach PAL. Muhammad Ali was very active in that, and I was very blessed to host a dinner party for Miami Beach's PAL with Muhammad Ali. And they do really, they're doing really great work there. Now, wait a minute, but I saw on here McGruff the Crime Dog. Is it really McGruff?
It's a volunteer that we have.
Okay, that has got to be the oldest dog on the face of the planet. And so you're going to have, you have SWAT equipment out there and the police canine. Will people be able to kind of step into the shoes of SWAT?
They'll be able to see the equipment we use. They'll be able to ask questions of the officers, of the tactics. They'll see one of our vehicles. It's called a Bearcat. It's one that we take in high incident. High-risk incidents.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll also have fun stuff there. We'll have a bounce house. We'll have face painting, a photo booth, all this stuff donated from local businesses. And we'll have free food and free drinks. The food's donated from local restaurants. So it's going to be a good time. It's the time to come out for the community to interact with the police and to see our facility so that we can get more kids to go there, because this is a safe place that they can go after school. It's something that keeps them active. And when they're active, they tend not to get into trouble.
Yeah, it's so funny. We were just talking about that coming into the studio. Like, when I was a kid, I just remember being in dance and piano and theater and pottery and just everything. This kid is going to, you know, stay busy and something's going to stick. And a lot of these kids just don't have that opportunity. I'm talking to parents coming up who've lost their children after midnight. Santonio Carter. And Jada Page's mom. Line one, hi, David in Miami. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, hi, Jill. I just wanted to comment about a couple of things. The there's a lady by the name of Z-A-Z-A Zaza Ali. She talks about many of the issues you mentioned here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, she's on the internet. You could go on YouTube and check her out. She was talking about the doctor that died recently, Dr. C-B, I believe.
Uh-huh.
A holistic doctor. A lot of the problems that we're having with the youth, she linked it to lead poisoning. The guy that passed away or got killed by the police officers in New York, the chokehold, I think his name was Garner or something like that.
Eric Garner.
He had high levels of lead poisoning. The lady that was killed by the police officers, I think her name was Gaines or something.
Mm-hmm.
She had high levels of lead poisoning. You could check all that out on the internet, you know, and that's basically all I wanted to say. So check it out. She has a lot of good advice, and she talks about white supremacy, that whole sort of thing, and she's not a conspiracy theorist. She puts down some very checkable facts on that. You know, there's a series of doctors that passed away not too long ago. One of them was Dr. Bruce Hedendahl. I think believe they sort of were against what's going on in California with the mandatory vaccinations.
Mm.
They're trying to make that nationwide, and a lot of holistic doctors are against it because they're with high levels of mercury in the vaccines and other things. And also, she talks about the fluoridated water that's also sort of dumbing down the population.
Awesome.
All that is things that we need to be aware of.
Yeah.
It's not conspiracy theories. It's fact-checkable things. So
well,
just want to put that out there.
Thank you, David. We'll look into that. Hi, Phil on Ghouls on line 3. Welcome to Hot Talk. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I have a question for your studio guest and a comment. And the question is, I would like to know how they feel about police wearing body cameras. And the reason why I bring this to your attention real quick is because as being an African-American man, once I was able to start seeing actual video of various police departments killing black men for various reasons, whether they thought their lives were threatened or whatever other reason they may have came up with, once I began to see this, it just confirmed what I already knew. So it bothers me when you have a body camera footage of an incident that has taken place and the police department or individual choose that information should not be released to the public. See, I have a problem.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's what we were just talking about, that, you know, this is a problem you know, this is a tragedy exacerbated by the fact that the police in Charlotte, you know, are doing all of these backflips about what they're going to release, when they're going to release it. Then they release something edited. You know, they're making more. If there's nothing to hide, then, you know, release it all. But this drip drab of little pieces is just making the situation worse. But that is, and that's what I was asking them both. That is a case by case, you know, municipality by municipality thing. And that's like how do you get a handle on that if you can't even control what police, like, you know, they're not mandatory to have to put it out at all.
Jill, I completely agree with the caller. I agree with everything he says. I've already put over 50 body cameras out. I'm asking for the money. If you've read or listened to what I've said, I've been preaching for body cameras for well over a year now. I've debated the police union in the issuance of body cameras. And by the end of 2017, I believe that every deputy assigned to the Broward Sheriff's Office will have a body camera. As the caller said, we need to see what's going on. I need to know what's going on. And my philosophy is get out in front of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you did everything right and your officers did everything right, you need to show that to the public and you need to back your officers 100%. And if they made mistakes, you need to be, you know, buckle your chin strap and you need to
right.
be able
yeah, like,
to go before the media and you say, we made mistakes and here's what we're going to do. Here's who's going in the investigation. But, you know, I agree. Body cameras, the technology is allows us to see what happened. We need to see what happened. And I couldn't agree with the caller more.
Chief Dimmer?
As of yet, we don't have body cameras. We're still looking at them. evaluating them and determining when we're going to get them. I saw a great body camera the other day, a demonstration where it hooks into the vest that the officer wears, where it won't come dislodged, it won't fall out if you get into a struggle. But still, body cameras are just another tool that we have to use. When you looked at the body camera footage from Charlotte Mecklenburg, it really didn't tell you a whole lot. It showed a lot of tussling going on, but it really didn't show you anything.
That's true.
People were still having police-involved shootings, regardless if you have the body camera or not. In a lot of cases, it's getting knocked off. The view isn't that clear. You can't really see what's going on, but it still is a tool. And I think in the next 2 to 3 years, pretty much every agency
will
be
have them. Yeah. Joseph, hi, and Little Haiti. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm sorry if I sound funny. I'm on a Bluetooth.
Okay.
I'm actually driving Uber and Lyft.
Okay.
I had a couple of different people in the car listening. I had someone from Iran, someone who was Latin, someone who was gay, and they all were appalled by what happened in Oklahoma and what happened in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And so my comment is that I think that police just need to be held accountable before the court system. They should not have to go to court to decide whether or not they did something wrong. For the rest of us, when you mess up at your job, you get fired. And it needs to be included on a federal level for any police officers when you do something that is clearly illegal, that you need to lose your pension, you need to not get paid while you're being investigated. There just needs to be sterner consequences, and then people will behave more accurately. Chris Rock made a joke that if bullets cost $1,000 each, nobody would get
right.
shot.
Right.
So what I'm saying
Amen.
Is there's
right.
financial consequences if it affects your credit, if it affects your money, if it affects your retirement, your 401k, if you are banned from ever being in law enforcement again. Then people will just start to behave more correctly, and that's all it is that they keep getting away with it time and time again, and that's why people are misbehaving.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll comment on that. You know, Chief Demery put it amazingly well when he was talking about de-escalation and the things, and we're all going to that, and I brought de-escalation into our repertoire of training. But at the end of the day, Jill, If somebody were to say to you and I, why are we not racist? It has nothing to do with any training or any schools we went to. That's the way we were brought up. That's
right.
The way our parents raised us. And at the end of the day, for the football fans out there, there's an old saying out there, and it's when football coaches tend to want to pat themselves on the back. The saying goes, it ain't about the X's and O's, it's about the Jimmies and Joes, and it's still about the people you bring in. We got to hire the right people.
People, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it starts out with.
Yeah, no, that is definite. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Sean in Pembroke Pines. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, Angel. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just have a question, and my question is that why can't we have some more transparency into the questioning when they're indicted? Why does that have to be behind closed doors? If it's something that's done in the public, why can't we see exactly what's going on or hear what's going on? On a trial basis.
Sheriff Israel just said it's a law. Period. Yeah. Now, see, and this is where voting comes in. Because it became a law because somebody decided that should happen. And so in order to get it, that's something that as a citizen, you feel like that is not right. It is not just. It should change. And that's the kind of work, you know, when I say we have work to do, that's the kind of work we have to do. If we want those. Yeah. I mean, because it's that simple. It's a law. That's the law. So if we don't like the law, we got to figure out a way to get that law changed.
Exactly.
Boom.
Well, I'll listen to
we
the.
Change the world. There you go.
Make that change.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Sean. And we do. We make that change with starting young, with the kids. And the entire family free admission for the Hollywood Police Athletic League open house. It's this Friday from like 5 to 8. So it's after work. You can pick up the kids and you can come out. There's going to be food. There's face painting. And I think, you know, one of the things that I found really rich here with my relationship with Sheriff Scott Israel is that, you know, it is the work that you put in every day in the little small hours that nobody ever sees that makes a difference in your communities. Chief Demery, you know, is running a pretty efficient operation over there as well. So, you know, it is because you're on the ground. You know, they say you got boots on the ground, you know, and you are looking at proactive ways to keep your community safe and livable for everyone and enjoyable for everyone. And so, you know, while we do talk about the problems that we're having, it's really important that we highlight on the break. We were talking about how, you know, this event will get, you know, 45 seconds, you know, on the news. But let somebody get shot on Polk and it'll be on, you know, it'll be on a loop from now until, you know, next week. So, and I appreciate you, you know, coming out in the middle of the night to talk about the event. So is there anything else you wanted to share? Miss Pat, you've been quiet as a church mouse over here.
I know. But I must say,
I
will say a little something. Mm-hmm. I must say for Hollywood Police Department, for Chief Demery, Chief Sanchez, and everyone there have been so supportive because they know I have a strong passion about the problems with the minorities and the police shootings and all of this. They have been so supportive about everything and very positive. And the key thing, they listen.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah. And I think that is really, it can never be lost, that, you know, when you have things for children to do that are positive, that occupy their minds and their bodies, then, you know, their spirits can see something outside of their zip code and they can dream that they can do other things. It's the only thing I've ever seen that works, is inspiration and education. So I want to thank you so much, Chief Demery, for coming. And if you want more information about the event, Pat, how do they reach out? Or just show up?
You can go to our PAL website at www.hollywoodpal.com.
Okay. Awesome. So I thank you, Chief Demery. Sheriff Scott Israel, as always, and Ms. Pat Stevens, thank you so much for coming to Hot Talk tonight. Yes, and I will see you, you know, be safe out there.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having us on.
And I'll see you next week. Next week. I will probably see you next week. Coming up after midnight. Wait, we got to take a picture. Coming up after midnight, Rosalind Brown, Monica Carter, Santonio Carter are in studio. Until it happens to you, it's just not real. They will tell you how life has happened to them and how you can do your part to make it never happen to another. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Until he affected for 200 years, ship sailed carrying problems like
non-violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
You live in an on-demand world. You want it now, and you need it now. If you're injured in a car accident, you want to speak to an attorney immediately, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're going to need an experienced, aggressive, and knowledgeable attorney. Car accident, remember, after 911, call 411, 1-800-411-PAIN. If you're injured in a car accident, remember, after 911, call 411, 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
This year, don't just settle for a fall getaway. Treat yourself to an unforgettable fall getaway to Orlando. As you know, fall in Orlando means smaller crowds and shorter lines, making it the perfect time to explore all that's new. Starting with all the incredible additions to our legendary theme parks, like the Frozen Ever After ride at Walt Disney World Resort, the Mako Hypercoaster at SeaWorld Orlando, and Skull Island Reign of Kong at Universal Orlando Resort. Ready for more? Go to visitorlando.com/Florida and get the latest on new resorts, dining experiences, and upcoming events and festivals. Plus, you can take advantage of exclusive offers we've put together just for Florida residents. No matter what reason inspires you, Visit Orlando can help you find everything you need to plan an unforgettable fall getaway. So start planning and saving at visitorlando.com/Florida.
Hey, yo, Miami, this is D.L. Hughley, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Fox Media Group station.
For thousands of local foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My shoes have a big hole in them. They hurt my feet.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes provide more than comfort and warmth. They can help provide a sense of normalcy during a turbulent time.
Everyone wants to look good, right?
To help, Mattress Firm is collecting new shoes for foster children, big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I never had new shoes before.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Mattress Firm, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. Or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
My feet are smiling.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Next time you're shoe shopping, pick up an extra pair for a local child in foster care. Drop them off at your nearest Mattress Firm or make a donation at mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
My name is David, and I got tested for HIV.
My name is Carlos, and I got tested for HIV.
My results came back negative, so I didn't need any treatment.
My results came back positive, so I got treatment.
Ever since, I've been living a happy, healthy life.
Ever since, I've been living a happy, healthy life.
And I plan on living this way for a long time.
And I plan on living this way for a long time.
The right treatment, right away, can make all the difference. So get tested today. Visit StopTheSpread.com.
Question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing. ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow,
really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.